The gateway to Northland will be guarded by two checkpoints this summer to keep COVID out, but to welcome vaccinated visitors in. Police will be stopping cars south of Whangarei near Uratiti on State Highway 12 near Mangatoroto from next Wednesday. Officers will be joined by Tai Tukaro Border Control, who will be checking everyone has the right documents. The checkpoints have come under fire in recent days, but the government's defending them, labelling some criticism as plain racist. Nita Blake-Pearson reports.
The countdown's on to Aucklanders pouring out of the city next Wednesday, and for the tens of thousands who head north over the coming weeks, they'll be met by a welcoming party.
Starting on midnight of the 15th of December, we will be processing all of the cars coming through from Auckland up into the north into the Taipakeru.
Tai Tokoro Border Control Regional Coordinator Ruben Taipare and his teams will be joining police at checkpoints on State Highway 1 at Uratiti and on State Highway 12 near Maungaturoto. Police will be stopping the vehicles and Taipare's teams will check for vaccine passes.
If everybody in your car has the proper vaccination passports and identifications that's already been pre-organised, you just show it to the person with the technology of scanning that is there, the interviewer, they will immediately go through it. Once it's all done, it's a matter of they have a sticker that they put on your car just to show that you've been through there. It's a great sticker saying thank you to everybody.
Northland still has the lowest vaccination rates in the country. For those who don't have a pass, things may take a little longer.
Anybody though who has difficulty in providing that information, we have swab testing. We have other areas we could pull off and have a bit more detailed conversation with.
Taipare says people who can't prove a negative result may be asked to complete a rapid antigen test, and there will be medics on hand for that. He says they're very wary of keeping things moving, and there is flexibility around the setup depending on how it goes.
So it's going to take a lot of work and fast learning. We're building the plane as we fly in it, so it's going to take a lot of time. We just hope that everybody understands.
The border doesn't include all of Northland, with the Kaipara district effectively in half. The checkpoints will run around the clock to start with police eventually shifting to random checkpoints and spot checks across the Rohi. But police are refusing to say when the switch will happen, and they're adamant not all cars will be stopped, nor will traffic be held up unnecessarily. Officers are coming from across the country to help their Northland colleagues, with 74 staff running the show. National's new leader, Christopher Luxon, isn't happy about that.
You know, fundamentally, we're going to have a thin blue line that just got a lot thinner, and I can tell you, when you talk to the Police Association, you heard Mark Mitchell talk about it this morning, really there's got to be a better way than doing this, because it's disrupting a lot of people. It's unclear how it's going to work, how long are the trips going to take, how many checkpoints are you going to be going through, fundamentally what does it mean for tourism operators within that region, and I just think there's going to be some real challenges there, operational challenges.
Actually, to David Seymour, highly critical too.
I think people who block roads are thugs, but if you listen carefully, I haven't actually called iwi thugs. I've called people who block roads and threaten to disrupt other people's freedoms thugs, and that's what they are.
Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Ngāriwa Packer taking the name calling in her stride.
I'm actually really proud to be called a thug if that's what protecting your community looks like. So, stand in front of you are two of the biggest thugs, because I'm really proud of the iwi, and I recognise the mahi that they're doing to protect not just Māori communities but all of our communities. So kia kaha whānau, keep doing your thugs to stuff.
But it's criticism, Tai Tokoro MP Calvin Davis says, is racist.
If it was a group of Rotarians or business leaders or farmers helping out the police, they'd be lauded as upstanding citizens. But because it's Māoris, they're labelled thugs, and I think that's wrong.
While police are refusing to say how long the checkpoints will run for, Tai Tokoro Border Control is adamant they'll be there for as long as needed to keep COVID out and their communities safe.